Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In the news this hour, the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education hold their regular monthly meeting this evening at the High School Media Center beginning at 5:30. On their agenda, in addition to regular business and reports, is a special presentation from FFA Director Eric Miller with regard to the FFA National Conference trip and continued discussion with regard to the search for a superintendent to succeed retiring Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein. Prior to adjourning, the board will enter into a closed session to discuss the purchase or sale of real estate. According to reports, Atlantic developer Don Sontag and businessman Bob Camblin will ask the board during the public comment period to accept at no cost the deed to the old YMCA building at 14th and Olive. Their hope is that the school will use the building to train people in the trades industry, including welding, mechanics, HVAC, and other skills, which are experiencing a labor shortage. The building is in need of a new roof and mold abatement. Other modifications and renovations would cost the district about $500,000. The Iowa Transportation Commission has approved a traffic safety improvement program project in Montgomery County. The commission Tuesday approved a requested $500,000 for a pavement widening project on County Road H-34. The project is expected to cost a little more than $1.2 million altogether. The commission, however, declined to provide funding for traffic signals at 32nd Avenue and Manawa Center Drive in Council Bluffs and elsewhere in the state. The city of Council Bluffs had requested $164,200 toward the $191,000 cost of the signals. The Iowa Transportation Commission Tuesday meeting in Ames approved a Revitalize Iowa's Sound Economy, or RISE, grant application from the City of Council Bluffs. Up to $957,374 from the city's share of the RISE fund was approved for a local development grant to assist in reconstruction of about 710 feet of Gifford Road and construction of approximately 1,880 feet south of 19th Street, located on the south side of Council Bluffs. Officials say the project is necessary to provide improved access to six lots, totaling more than 89 acres, for light industrial purposes. The project is anticipated to be completed by November of 2017. The Grinch has struck again in Creston. Authorities say a resident at the 500 block of North Cherry Street reported Sunday that sometime between 11 p.m. Saturday and 1 a.m. Sunday, someone stole a Christmas laser light projector from his yard. The loss was estimated at $25. Earlier this week, we'd reported two Creston residents also said their Christmas laser lights were stolen from yards in the 500 block of North Cherry Street and the 400 block of North Vine Street. Creston police said also the S&K Cafe reported Tuesday that sometime in the last couple of days, someone spray-painted the side of their building. The damage was estimated at $200. And authorities say 37-year-old Michael Waddingham of Orient was arrested Tuesday night on a charge of driving while barred. Waddingham was being held in the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Council Bluffs police are investigating a home invasion that reportedly took place at around 9:17 a.m. Tuesday at 310 Park Wild Drive. Initial information received by officers was that a white male armed with a handgun had forced entry into the residence with the homeowner inside the residence in an upstairs bedroom. The homeowner gave information that he had weapons inside his residence the suspect might be able to gain access to. With that information, the Council Bluffs PD's emergency services team was called out for entry into the residence. A short time later, they were able to find that the homeowner was not in the residence and that he had received information about the break-in from his home security system. With the new information, officers on the scene entered the residence along with a canine unit and searched the residence and found it to be unoccupied. Officers did find evidence there was forced entry into the home, but at the time of the news release, nothing had been found missing. Photos were taken of the damage done to the residence, and a photo of the suspect is available under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The only other suspect information is that it's a white male in his 20s wearing a red and white hat. If you have information about the incident, call Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer said Tuesday a Pottawatomie County man was arrested Friday night following a chase that began with a traffic stop. 35-year-old Randy Buck Evans Jr. of Council Bluffs was taken into custody after the Ford pickup he was driving missed a turn during the pursuit and crashed into a metal ditch tube. Evans faces charges that include eluding, possession of drug paraphernalia, and several traffic offenses. He was unable to post bond and was held on $5,000 bond. The incident leading up to his arrest began just after 11 p.m. Friday. When a deputy tried to stop the pickup, Evans was driving near 130th and Q Avenue, or about 7 miles north of Clarinda. The vehicle did not stop and fled at a high rate of speed. The ensuing pursuit continued west on 130th to O Avenue, and then south on O Avenue to 150th Street. Evans then attempted to turn east onto 150th, but the pickup was traveling too fast to negotiate the curve. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater is reporting numerous arrests took place over the past week. On December 4th, 31-year-old Barrett Martin Driscoll and 41-year-old Mandy Lee Stowers, both of Blockton, were arrested on drug theft and trespassing charges. Their arrests took place following an incident at 1720 Pamely Park Road, during which property damage amounted to between $500 and $1,000. The pair allegedly tried to steal a windmill from the property and in the process damaged the machine. Driscoll and Stowers each faced charges that include criminal mischief in the third degree, theft in the third degree, and trespass causing damage or injury. Driscoll was later released on $2,000 bond. During the booking process at the Adair County Jail, drugs were found on Mandy Stowers. The woman was being held in the Adair County Jail on the charges mentioned, in addition to a possession of methamphetamine charge, due to drugs being found on her during the booking process. Her total bond was set at $7,000. On December 5th, 30-year-old Michael Wayne Edwards of Casey was arrested by an Iowa State Patrol trooper on Interstate 80 in Adair County for possession of a controlled substance. Edwards was also charged with a traffic violation with an OWI charge pending. He was later released on $1,000 bond. On December 9th, Greenfield police arrested 21-year-old James Leslie Smith Jr. and 21-year-old Samuel Joseph Miller, both of Stewart, along with 19-year-old Brandon Charles Hegg McLaughlin of Indianola. All three men were charged with theft in the fourth degree and interference with official acts. Hegg McLaughlin faces an additional possession of drug paraphernalia charge. The charges stem from the theft of a guitar, laptop computer, and a lava lamp, and knowingly providing false information to peace officers. All three were later released from custody on $1,000 bond each. On December 10th, 32-year-old Tyler Dwayne Warner of Fontenelle was arrested by Adair County deputies on a charge of serious domestic assault. He was later released on $1,000 bond. And on December 4th, 43-year-old Bert Lynn Brown of Salina, Texas, was arrested in Adair County by an Iowa State Patrol trooper. Brown faces charges of OWI first offense, theft in the second degree, and providing false information after he was pulled over for speeding on Interstate 80. The Creston Police Department said an Adair County woman was arrested Monday morning in Creston on a Union County warrant for probation violation. 32-year-old Amanda Speed of Greenfield was taken into custody at around 8:45 a.m. Monday and later released on $5,000 bond. Finally in the news, the Page County Sheriff's Office says no injuries were reported after a 2007 Hummer H3 backed into a Clarinda school bus last Thursday night. No students were on board the bus at the time. An investigation determined 43-year-old Christina Ann Landis of rural Clarinda was backing east out of a driveway at 2183 T Avenue, or about a mile south of Highway 71, when her vehicle struck the passenger side of a 2014 Bluebird bus driven by 65-year-old Kenneth Lee Wagner of Clarinda as the bus was traveling south on T Avenue. Landis said she didn't see the bus because of a large tree near the end of the driveway that obstructed her view. The Hummer sustained $1,500 damage. Damage to the bus was estimated at $6,000. No citations were issued as the result of an investigation. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.